He is supposed to be here today, right?
Andy, it's Lloyd. He'll get here when he gets here.
I know, Chief.
Class is in session!
Oh, God.
Lloyd! My man!
And a good morning to you as well, Dak.
Yep. I'm 5 minutes away from 30 minutes of hell.
Wait, Lloyd. What is that?
Gosh, I don't know what you mean. This is just my regular bag.
No, under your other arm. And the helmet.
What, this?
Is that the suit?
Could be.
That's the suit! Holy crap!
Moss measurements first, Andy. No dessert before dinner.
Ah, man, it's almost guard shift.
Lloyd, moss measurements.
You heard the chief.
Yeah, okay.
Until 2 days ago, this would have been my 30 minutes of hell. Andy doesn't know how to handle Lloyd, despite I don't know how many times me or Patty have bitched him out on it.
Now, obviously, there's no reason we can't have a little fun while we pass the time, is there?
Awesome! You want to quiz me?
The other xenobiologists just believe us when we say, treat us like furniture. But Lloyd wants pupil buddies.
One second, let me level these settings.
I'm ready whenever.
If you work Quill Marine Security, there's an exact level of interaction you want to maintain with Lloyd. Somewhere between Buckingham Palace guard and being his best friend ever. Most new folks lean too far the first way. Not Andy.
All right. Measurements running. Let's have a pop quiz.
Yes.
What is the harp?
The harp is the power source of Object E.
Not quite.
No. Wait. Our best theory is that the harp is the power source of Object E.
Exactly. We know the harp isn't connected by any hard cable to Object E's engines or what we think are Object E's engines. So, what data is there in support of the idea that the harp is Object E's power source?
Okay. Mm-hmm. In support... The main thing I'd say is it steals energy from stuff around it to power the engines.
All right. Steals is, obviously, I prefer value-neutral terminology.
It draws energy from stuff around it.
Excellent adjustment. What stuff?
Well, like, during power-up, it drains all the electricity from the whole base for a couple minutes.
And if it can draw energy without a hard cable...
Maybe it can, like, give energy without one.
Precisely. And power-up happens how often?
About every 100 hours, but not always exactly.
And why?
Do we know?
Good question. See, that is thinking like a scientist. No, we do not. We have no idea. Running theory is it's attempting to restore full capacity, perhaps in preparation for a takeoff. But again, no observable data to support that. Now, where else?
Where else?
From where else does the harp draw energy?
Oh, right. From people.
From people how?
I mean, not as long as that door's closed. If the door's closed, it just steals... It just draws power.
But if it's open?
It draws power from people.
Draws power from people. How?
Oh. The moss is still receding.
Is that an educated guess, or?
I'm in here with him every day. Not much else to look at.
Yeah.
Here's why you can't be friends with Lloyd. That look on his face right now. If the moss recedes too much, the folks in D.C. might give my team an order Lloyd won't like. At which point, we'll have to compel the issue, which is a lot harder to do with a friend.
All right. Draws power from people how?
I mean, they're life force, right?
What is life force exactly?
Ah, crap. Do you mean like chemically?
I do.
Oh, man. I know we talked about this.
Sorry, Andy. I'm afraid it's a B+ today.
Damn it! Man, I was so close. Well, I guess a B+ is better than any real grade I ever got.
Well, remember this for next time. Inconclusive testing, remember that part.
Inconclusive, I'm with you.
Inconclusive testing suggests the harp redirects the body's adenosine triphosphate energy production for its own use, in the process massively inhibiting its ability to generate dopamine, serotonin, and key endorphins.
And now my 5 minutes are up.
Guard shift, guys.
Oh.
Okay. Hate to say, I am definitely not going to remember all that.
Well, I suppose it's easier to say life force.
Guys, guard shift.
Ugh. Man, I'm so bummed I won't see the suit.
A week into testing, you'll be sick at the sight of it. Now get moving.
Next time, Lloyd.
Next time, indeed.
And right after Andy squeezes out through the fissure, Matt squeezes in. 30 minutes of hell starts now.
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers. Produced by Gideon Media. Episode 2, Three Dogs.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
A minute later, Lloyd's kneeling on the floor, laying out the experimental suit.
Need any help there, Lloyd?
Not just yet.
There's two sentries inside Object E at all times. Every 30 minutes when guard shift happens, one of the two sentries is replaced. Then 30 minutes later, the other one is.
Now, remind me again?
It reduces complacency, raises alertness, and ensures that no two sentries spend too much time together. I set this up. This is my design, and no one's exempt, not even me. Which means now, I have to get through a full shift with him.
Matt Salem.
I'm terrible with names the first few times. Maybe it's because I've maxed out on data.
I'm new. It's only our second shift.
Do you like quizzes?
Whatever assistance you need, Lloyd.
See? Matt gets it right off. Don't shut Lloyd out, but keep it professional.
And obviously, clearly, you likely haven't been here long enough for quizzes.
Probably not.
Do we try not to look at each other for the whole shift? Or would that look even weirder? Have I ever done a whole shift without looking the other sentry in the eyes?
Although, obviously, I imagine you've been briefed in safety protocol.
Definitely.
I'm not worried about Lloyd. Shit sails over his head, but Grant is in Bird's Eye right now, and Grant's a little shit who's always looking for an angle. How do we look to him?
In that case, what is security protocol regarding the engine room door?
Basically keep it closed unless specifically authorized.
Mm-hmm. And why?
Direct exposure to the harp is dangerous.
But not when the door's closed.
That's how I was briefed.
And why is that?
Now he's looking at me like, am I supposed to keep answering these?
You know what, Lloyd, let's focus on the suit.
But I am focusing on the suit, Dak. That is precisely what I'm doing. Why doesn't the harp hurt us when the door is closed?
Are you asking me or Salem?
Hopefully you, Chief, because I don't know the answer.
Insulation. A finely calibrated chemical insulation that protects our bodies, and obviously more intentionally Moss's body, from the harp's energy-sapping effects.
Okay, good.
Now, having said that, what do you extrapolate that this suit is for?
Yeah, let's just get it on you, okay, Lloyd? Class dismissed.
Should I...
Yep. Hold it up by the midsection. I will step into the pants legs one at a time.
You good?
Now, imagine with me, Matt Salem, if we determine that the engine room is coated with this protective insulation, what's the smartest next step to take?
Careful. Careful, just get your other leg. Okay, you're good.
Well, we'd want to make more of it, yes?
Sleeves next?
I assume. It's my first time seeing it, too.
You want to put your arm in here, Lloyd?
Which raises the question, how do we make more of it?
You'd have to know what it was made of.
Exactly. Superb. The chemical composition of the insulation is key.
Okay, I've got arms and sleeves. Does it zip up somehow?
And that's actually why we're here, not fun science time with Lloyd.
I prefer fun science time with Lloyd.
You're going to prefer us knowing how to seal the suit properly when that harp goes off in your face, right?
Inarguable, but who says we can't do both?
Okay, I got one seal here below the sternum. Are we good to close it?
Please be my guest. Shall I instruct you?
Nope, want to figure it out myself.
So that's been my little project for the last year.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Studying sample after sample until I could synthesize the N5 insulation myself.
N5.
Okay, before he starts in on explaining the name, is that it? Are we sealed?
We are sealed. Splendidly done. Wasn't that splendidly done, Matt? Isn't she splendid?
She is, Lloyd.
And the flush feels like it's spreading the entire breadth of my body. I hate this. I hate this so much. Okay, Salem, you're doing the next one, here on the arm. See? And he reaches his hand out to touch where I'm touching. I make myself pull my hand away slowly.
All right, I'll spare you the reasoning behind the name, but answer me this. Once I've synthesized the N5 insulation, what would the next step be?
I guess you make a spacesuit out of it.
Oh, we're gonna have so much fun.
Done for the day, new fish?
How long do I stay, new fish?
Right, let me check my calendar. Okay, looks like it's just until go fuck yourself.
Got it.
All good, Chief?
Yep, I got suit sealing, so I'm gonna train the team on it tomorrow. Who do we have on Sierra duty again?
It's gonna be me, Vaughn, Shell, Grant, both Daves.
Christ, Grant?
Yeah, but he'll be perfect because he wants to kiss up. Oh, and Chatty Andy.
Must be my birthday.
So, lunch? We can prep to meet with the big guy?
I raise my voice loud enough for Matt to hear. Go ahead without me. I gotta go up. I left mine in the car. I think he heard me. I'm just not sure.
With that falafel crap?
That's the one.
You know I don't respect your vegetarianism, right?
Yeah, it keeps me up nights. Listen, Patty.
Oh, what?
Harrison wants you to sit out this afternoon.
Okay, really?
I don't know.
Do you think...
You know how it works. I'll tell you whatever I can tell you.
Okay.
Someday you'll have my gig and you'll be saying the same to your deputy.
Only that's never gonna happen because we're gonna stay chief and deputy forever.
Right, I forgot.
Well, don't.
I'll catch you after. I see Matt get in the elevator. I let the doors close. No way I'm riding up alone with him. One thing you can count on with people who work security here, they've still got their training. As soon as Matt spots me walking into the parking lot, he heads straight for the gap between my car and the next one over. As I follow behind him, he stops to tie his shoe.
I figured you said that loud enough for me to hear.
I'm gonna find a way to get us on different shifts. Might take a while, I can't be obvious about it, but I'll make it happen.
Okay. That seems right.
It is right.
It is. Yeah. Only...
What? Only what? Fuck you, only what?
But he knows as well as I do that he stopped walking for the longest credible stretch of time. And there he goes. Director Harrison's already there when I get to Birdseye. You want to catch Harrison in the morning, if you can. He does most of his sneak drinking in the afternoon. A post-lunch meeting is risky, but he seems fine now.
Doc, hi.
Welcome back, Director.
How were things while I was away?
Smooth sailing, most part. Folded in a new guy.
Any problems?
Just the usual Lloyd hazing.
I actually asked Lloyd to join us. Hopefully he's...
He asked Lloyd to join, but Patty to sit out? What's the math on that?
How was D.C.?
Good, I think. It's just different. It just takes a lot of getting used to. But I think it's good.
I don't know what he means, and I'm not supposed to. Probably more shit getting privatized.
Let's say I'm keeping an open mind.
Am I late? I have a problem being late. Maybe because my brain gets maxed out.
You're fine, Lloyd. Have a seat.
anywhere, or...
Literally anywhere.
Okay.
So, Doc, after we're done here, I'm going to give you authorization to access and erase the security recording of this meeting.
Whoa. Yes, sir, Director.
Should I?
The Sierra visit is going to be a week earlier than we previously expected.
Wait, are you serious?
Well, just let me finish what I'm...
No, respectfully, sir, if that's the case, I gotta scramble. I gotta start...
Sure, I understand. But don't you think you need to know a bit more in terms of how to scramble?
Of course you're correct, sir.
For example, you might find it helpful to know that rather than the full executive panel we were expecting...
Okay. This is either gonna be good...
It'll just be Trip Hayden and his immediate team.
Or it's gonna be bad. Hayden's coming here. Quill Marine is owned by a pretty hefty defense contractor called Sierra, which probably doesn't surprise you. I'm guessing at least four objects within 10 feet of you were made by Sierra. Sierra's obviously owned by Peter Hayden, but lately he's been giving middle son Trip tons of room to ride roughshod.
Apparently he's taken an interest. I'm still trying to get the whole story, but of course, one thing we have to consider.
Obviously there's a reason you're looking at me like...
We have to consider the possibility that Hayden may want to cash out.
Cash out?
Lloyd...
What, you mean cash out Moss?
Lloyd, we need
He can't.
Well, strictly speaking, he can.
He can't.
You took the Moss measurement this morning, correct?
Obviously, I...
And it's still receding.
Certainly the pattern is holding.
Harrison puts a tablet on the table.
Lloyd, this is the image I have of Moss's chest area from 11 months ago. Do you have today's image?
Of course, it's standard. Here.
All right. Well, I'm not a xenobiologist, but I think it's fair to say we're looking at an escalating rate of recession here.
Yes, clearly, obviously, but that doesn't mean anything. That isn't matched by any observable decomposition within Moss's actual body. That whole theory is based on nothing.
I'm not talking about the science, Lloyd. I'm talking about appearances. What Hayden will see, what he'll infer from what he sees. The very real danger is that he either believes the theory or doesn't think he can take the risk. In either case, he'll cash out.
And by cash out, he means if Moss's perceived value is about to run out, they'll move him to a big city and start selling tickets to look at him.
But I don't want it either. I don't know what Quill's future is without Moss. A lot of people work here. We work here. Does everyone understand? We can't change what Hayden will see when he gets here, of course, but is there a way, any way, to...
Sir? Director?
I don't know. Redistribute the weekly images in such a way that...
will make the rate of Moss recession look slower.
Is it possible?
I think so.
Well, you're as invested as anyone, Lloyd, more so. I suspect you'll find a way. Doc?
What else can I say?
Yeah.
Well... co-conspirators, then. Where are we on the suit?
The suit is
We've now had three dogs, and the suits emerge from full cycle exposure with no deleterious effects, Director.
That's right. Three dogs.
We're ready for human testing.
We're testing me tomorrow.
I'm sorry, what?
I can explain.
Actually, you. In the suit.
Why not? Three dogs came out fine.
You know, we can provide someone, right? You know how many prisons Sierra owns.
10 minutes ago, I would have been on your side, Director. But if Sierra's coming this Monday, if it's Hayden in person, Lloyd's got to be the one in there running the show.
We can't lose you.
Three dogs! It'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Lloyd!
I don't have a death wish. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I tell Patty the parts I can on the way back to our cars.
Jesus, trip Hayden this Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna suck a lot.
Oh shit, I'm definitely drinking now. Are you at the Heron tonight?
Nah, can't go to the Heron for a little while.
Anything you want to tell me?
Nothing interesting.
Can I have the Heron then?
All yours.
It's weird, right?
What's that?
I mean, you and I are work buds. We just got told we're gonna have a shit week, so this is when we go get plastered together, except...
Fraternizing.
Fraternizing.
Night, Patty.
Night, Deck.
I have no reason to be on this road. It's not between Quill Marine and my house. Even a cab driver looking to rip me off wouldn't go this far out of the way. I didn't decide to memorize the address from his file. I did it without thinking about it. The lights are off. So he's asleep, right? Or he's out. Is he out? Who's he out with? Oh, the fuck is happening to me? The light just came on in his room. I can't see him, but it was off. And now it's on. And less than 6 hours later...
Hey, Patty.
Ghost Town?
Ghost Town, clear everyone out.
It's test day.
Okay, people, I want to clear this hangar. Now! Grab your shit and make a line at the elevator.
11:58 a.m. The HARP should be powering up in a little under 20.
Okay, so you're in Bird's Eye?
Unless you want to switch out, I'm happy to be on Lloyd detail.
Nah, I want to close the seals myself. Who's in there with me?
Chatty Andy.
For real?
Lloyd asked for him.
Well, shit. I guess if we're about to fry his brain, he might as well go out with his favorite grunt hanging on his every word.
So, this is probably a bad idea.
I mean, three dogs came out tails wagging, so...
See you on the other side.
See you there.
Come on, people, move!
Andy's getting Lloyd into the suit as I squeeze into Object E.
So, okay, so you're saying it's not true.
I'm saying it's not supported by observable data. Dak! Exciting day.
I hope not. Ready for me to seal you up?
Oh, thank you. Seal away.
But wait, if it's not...
Tell me the theory in plain, simple language as straightforward as you can.
Okay, So some people think that Moss is warm because it's actually still alive, and he's actually been slowly dying for the whole time since he's crashed. And the Moss is like a...
How are we doing, Chief?
Almost there.
A dependent organism, like the bacteria in any human body.
Right, right! And so, like, as Moss dies super slowly... The moss on his chest keeps being less and less because it's dying too. And when it's all gone...
Last seal, Patty. Opening the engine room.
Copy.
That means he's finally dead.
Which, obviously, clearly, is a tremendous amount to rest on the two data points of a warm body and a receding skin growth.
Opening the door to the engine room is awkward. You have to put your hand inside this kind of nook up to the elbow to reach the switch. It's clearly made from Moss's long-ass spindly arms.
Now, I understand why this theory captures the imagination, Andy, but that's not the same thing as science.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. Thanks for that, Lloyd.
Putting Lloyd in the engine room.
You guys definitely sure?
Three dogs came through fine.
Copy.
Whoa, I haven't seen in there for a while.
Need me to walk you in?
Oh, no, I got it from here.
Wow, check out the HARP. I feel like an angel should be
Hit
like...
Hit your mark, Andy, like it's a normal day.
Gotcha.
Harp's set to power up in about 9 minutes. You want me to close you in now, or...
And pass up 9 whole minutes of chatting with you guys?
I'm closing the door in 5, either way. I want a healthy margin.
Actually, why don't I get into a good position for the camera?
You want to stand that close to it?
It doesn't matter. The N5 insulation removes distance as a factor.
You think?
3 dogs.
Oh, hey, Lloyd, I had another idea about the moss.
And the idiot walks straight past me, into the engine room, and stands next to Lloyd, right in front of the harp. Andy, the hell are you doing?
Andy, maybe you should,
Just real quick, before we close you in, you know how the moss is like...
Shit, Dak, it's early. Power up early. It's happening right now.
Andy doesn't scream. There's no spasm of pain. He just... wilts.
Dak, close it up now.
And I know she's right. I can already feel myself getting tired.
I gotta get the kid.
Andy!
Dak, you'll eat this whole base for breakfast. You gotta close that door now.
I ram my arm into the nook, squeeze the switch, and... the last thing I see before the engine room door closes is Andy falling into Lloyd's arms. I wake up to Patty's voice.
Chief, come on, show me something.
Yeah, I'm good.
For Christ's sake, thank God.
There are lights outside in the hangar. Power up must be over. I feel like I ran 20 miles after 10 sleepless nights. Let me... just...
Well, Jesus, you don't have to sit up. Let me bring in a team.
No, I don't need it. Where's...
Everyone's upstairs. I cleared the whole floor. It's just us.
And that's when I see the engine room door still closed. I'm on my feet fast. Shit, get that open!
Dak, for God's sake, you're swaying.
Get the door open!
All right.
Lloyd's kneeling over Andy, who's lying on the floor, hands folded over his belly. He's just kinda... looking around.
Oh, we need help. Jesus. Dak, get help.
And Lloyd's... fine. He's fine. It worked. The suit worked. Patty, give me your sidearm and get Lloyd out of here.
No, not me. The kid. He needs help.
Chief, that's crazy. You...
sidearm.
Okay, yeah. Here.
What are you doing? We need a medical team here now.
Get him out. Get him checked top to bottom.
Come on, Lloyd.
No, wait. Listen, we have to...
He took a full blast, Lloyd. A full cycle. No one's ever taken that much.
Let's get this helmet off you so you fit through the... turn down service?
Fast as they can get here.
Come on, Lloyd.
He's just a kid!
I check the sidearm and trudge into the engine room. Hey, Andy. You understand what's about to...
Nothing.
Say again.
There's nothing. There's nothing.
They'll get a letter. Your parents. It'll say combat. Line of duty.
Doesn't matter. There's nothing.
Yeah. I walk to the harp. Touch the strings. Yank my hand away when I hear Patty come back in.
Medical team grabbed Lloyd. They're checking him out now. Turn down service is on the way.
We'll need to replace Andy on the special team for when Hayden comes.
Yeah, I guess. Dak...
let's use Matt Salem.
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers. Starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs. Produced by Gideon Media. Episode 2 also features Nima Jarabji, Rebecca Comtois, Nat Cassidy, James Wetzel, and Christopher Houston. Music by Linda Worsley. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Directed by Jordana Williams. Next time on Steal the Stars.
So, Matt Salem?
Is there a problem?
It all seems very achievable to me.
Achievable?
God damn it.
Security chief on deck!
This is a bad situation.
The thing literally killed a guy yesterday. Are we seriously?
Yes.
We're under direct orders to showcase the harp's effect outside the engine room.
Holy shit.
Fucking talk to me!
Then let's go to work.
It's here.